yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So obviously you love sales, or otherwise you wouldn't be doing what you do. You have a reputation in the industry being the guy that can get sales appointments. Talk a little bit about that part of your business and what led you to focus on that as the core of your business.
Well, because I always heard this stuff, B2B, B2C, all of that. And I'm like, none of that exists. Like, my company, without any people, has never sold something to another company without another person making a decision. Right? Consumers are people. The business person that's selling to that consumer is a person. All sales is P2P. And if you understand that it's person to person, regardless of what the product is, right? The product may be a business to consumer product or a B2B product, an enterprise product sale, but the actual sales process is still P2P. So let's just look at our most natural P2P relationships, right? Dating is the most prevalent example of how sales should work, right? So imagine if I go to a bar and I see an attractive person and I go over to her and I say, hey, how are you doing? My name is Ron. I drive this type of car. I live in this neighborhood. I like to do this. And I've run down my last five girlfriends. We used to do this. And we get together. We're going to have three kids. We're going to live in South America. And it's going to be like this. And she hasn't said anything, right? I'm a weirdo. But that's how most people pitch their product. They pitch it like a weirdo. We would never do that in a dating interaction, right? So what we would do is we would go over and we would ask for engagement. So I would go over and I would say, hey, how are you doing today? Hey, you look nice. How are you doing? And wait for her to respond. Based on her response, that's how I go forward. That's the natural human conversation. We do it even when it's not in dating situations. If we're on an elevator and somebody's on the elevator and we walk in, most of the time, we'll just walk in and not say anything. We say, hey, what's going on, man? Hey, how's it going? Just for engagement so that we're not being weird. So if you take that same approach towards selling, you'll see a whole different approach. So imagine that first thing, that's me pitching, right? And I just run down my whole thing. That's the transactional sale. But if I say, hey, how's it going? And she says, oh, I'm doing well. What is she giving me permission to do? To tell her more about me and to continue the sales process. If things are going really well, we may go on a second date, or I may find out that she ain't the right girl for me, or she may find out I'm not the right girl for her. But if I'm really skilled at what I'm doing, I got this challenge of sales thing working, I may end up finding my wife that way, because it may end up being a long-term customer client relationship, right? Husband and wife down the road, right? Because of the way that I approach, the approach sets the stage, right? So just be sure that whatever product you're bringing to the table, that you're approaching it the right way. Does that make sense?
Yep, makes perfect sense.
So let me give you an example. Everybody who's listening to this, I want you to think about this. Close your eyes and imagine what a McDonald's smells like. Everybody knows what McDonald's smells like. If you've ever been inside of a McDonald's, it is a unique smell that only happens at McDonald's. It smells like chicken nuggets and dishwater. Right? Like some concoction of chicken nuggets, fried grease, and dishwater. Every McDonald's. But if I said, okay, close your eyes and imagine what a Applebee's or a Chili's smells like. You instantly smell the grill from the hamburgers or whatever they're making in the background. That's always what you smell, right? When you go into a Chili's, an Applebee's, or any of those Chipotle, any of those $10 to $15 a plate restaurants. Now, close your eyes and imagine what a Ruth's Chris smells like. Totally different experience. You don't get the dishwater smell. Even though they sell steaks, you don't even get a bunch of steak smell. You just get, it's a nice restaurant. I can go in. I don't really smell anything, right? Now, a lot of us are offering Ruth's Chris products, but when people come and interact with us, they smell McDonald's, so they don't buy it. To like, dude, you're telling me this high quality, but your sales process is like going through a drive-thru. This is trash. I don't trust you can deliver because you're telling me you got these steaks in the back, but I'm smelling nuggets. This ain't right, bro. Right? And a lot of us will have a Ruth's Chris presentation, but when they get the product, it's a fillet of fish. So we charge them $10,000 for trash, for junk food, right? So you have to be sure that your sales process matches your product. Does that make sense? So if I'm just selling an ebook online, it should be like McDonald's because I'm only getting $7 or $20 or something. If I'm selling a $1,000 coaching program or something like that or some type of service, it's probably not going to be Roots Chris. It's probably going to be something like a Chili's. It's going to be not the best sales process, but not the worst either. But if I'm telling you, you should give me $5,000 a month on a 3-year contract or $20,000 a month for 1 month of consulting or for a speaking gig, I better smell Roots Chris, right? I better get that Roots Chris feeling. Does that make sense? So That's the important thing. If you have those things match up, then it's easy to win because there's congruency in the sales process. Here's one of the things I used to tell people. When you're in a Mercedes, you know you're in a Mercedes. Mm-hmm. When you're in a Kia, you know you're in a Kia. They can both have power windows. They can both have automatic locks and a screen with the navigation and all of that. But you see that plastic, you're like, this is not a Mercedes with these plastic things. You see the metal, you're like, man, this Kia is nice. Well, no, it's not a Kia. You're in a Lexus, right? So our processes tell about our products. That's the point I'm making.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.